Turn Up Your Radio by the Masters Apprentices, and I hope you have, because in the studio live I have the beautiful Mel McLaren. And hello, Mel.
Hi, Arthur. That's very kind of you.
No, it's true. Mel is the founder and guide of an adventure called Walk Sublime and Walking with Horses in Nature. And if you'll allow me to do this.
My favourite sound.
It must be, because what do? We walk with horses, and that's what you're here to talk about, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And
right.
I call this the clip-clop walk.
I love that sound myself. It's just, it's delightful.
It's very meditative as well.
Yes, and I didn't want to play anything that had to do with racing or galloping or, you know, and I just thought, wow, I found that yesterday and I thought I'm going to use it. So welcome, Mel. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
Well, the way I wanted to start was to actually address the question that I saw on your Facebook post yesterday, which is, what is it with women and horses?
Yes.
Because it's an age-old question, and I can answer it with one word. But before I do, I would like to point out that, yes, I'm a woman. I'm 45 plus. I can see 50 in the distance. But first and foremost, I'm a human. So I'm now going to gently rephrase the question as, what is it with humans and horses?
Absolutely.
And the answer to that, from my perspective, the way I see it, is one word, sublime. S-U-B-L-I-M-E. The definition of sublime is inspiring awe, A-W-E, with elevated qualities of beauty, grandeur or nobility. And to me, when I look at a horse, any horse, that's what I see.
That's magnificent.
The business has been going now for almost 2 years, and I like to share what I see in horses with other humans. So we walk with horses alongside them as their partner on the trail in Kaipo Forest, which is one of Adelaide's hidden gems. All of us down south get Kaipo Forest as our own private reserve at times.
Ooh.
So I'm sharing Kaipo Forest with the people of Adelaide and people who come to visit. And the point of walking with horses, where you are their leader with their lead rope, no saddle, is that we are in an uncontrolled environment. So we cannot possibly know what's going to happen when we're on the trail. And there's a lot that comes into that then, because you have a 500 plus kilogram creature that is right next to you, and walking in the company of a horse pretty much brings about of its own accord a natural state of mindfulness. Because if you're not mindful, probably the very first thing that will happen is that you will feel a very heavy hoof on your toe.
Well, we don't want that to happen. And you mentioned Kaipo Forest. Now, my memories of Kaipo Forest are pine trees, a soft underground of pine needles.
Beautiful.
You literally walk through the pine forest with a horse.
That's exactly what we do, yes.
That's amazing.
The scent, so as soon as you talk about soft underfoot, pine needles, the sound of the wind, the breeze through the pines, the tops of the pines, many of our guests comment that they think, quite seriously, they comment that they can hear the distant ocean or the ocean in the distance. And the ocean is in the distance, but it's not what they're hearing. What they're hearing is the wind or the breeze through the pines, that beautiful feeling of the pine needles underfoot. And in some of the pockets of the forest that I'm able to show our guests, there are incredible white sandy trails. And it amazes me that here we are up in the hills, and in certain pockets we're in deep white sand, where inevitably the horses love to lie down and roll.
Oh.
And that in and of itself brings great joy for people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as the founder and guide of Walk Sublime and Walking with Horses in Nature, please tell our listeners what it is that you're trying to achieve here and how you go about that doing that.
So it's very simple. I simply want to share the incredible good fortune that I have in my life. I live on an 80-plus acre farm in a beautiful part of the hills down south. And I literally share my life with 6 rehomed, rescued or adopted horses. So I have every day I live and see and experience these majestic creatures, and I want to be able to share all of the insights, all of the things that the horses teach me and the joy that they bring me with other people. So out there, there are many, many, many people who love horses. There are some people who are afraid of horses because of their size and strength. And there are general misunderstandings about horses as a species. We would typically use words such as the horse spooked, flighty, erratic, and all of these words that are commonly used in relation to horses and horse behaviour are pure misunderstandings, because the actual, the innate nature of horses is calm, content. Think of a grazing horse. When you drive past a paddock with horse or horses in the paddock, think of how they appear to you when they are grazing together as a herd. That is their inherent nature. That's how they want to be.
That's beautiful.
So when we are with them, if we can be their safe place, if we can be their leader and communicate with them that we will look after them and we will keep them safe in the absence of their herd, then they will respond and they want to do the same for us. And they will go out of their way to look after us. And an example of that is watching my Arabian mare, black Arabian named Kite, with young children, because the horses, of course, attract a lot of attention out in public.
Yes, yes.
Down at the beach particularly, we walk at Normanville Beach on the beautiful Fleurieu Peninsula and at Silver Sands Beach at different times of the year, depending on regulations and access. To see young children come running up to the horses, if I'm still, if their leader is still, they will be still, because I'm showing that there's nothing to be afraid of with the excited children.
Yes.
The kids come up and run around, and I bring calm to the children and I ask them to please stand over here, not in front of the horse and not behind the horse, for their own safety. And to watch this mare stand perfectly still with children around her legs and then pick up one hoof and gently place it down so that she doesn't touch or stand on any of these little ones, that's an example of what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's just amazing, and I'd love to see that. Now, before we go to a short break, what are the areas, again, that you provide for walking with the horses?
We walk on different trails in Kaipo Forest.
Yes.
So the closest town is Meadows.
Yes.
Little country town up in the hills, quite actually growing at the moment, quite getting bigger. We walk at Normanville Beach at this time of year. So October through to April is Normanville Beach.
Yes.
And this is Wednesdays to Sundays. We're a full-time business. We operate Wednesday to Sundays. You can book online. We'll talk about that.
We will.
And Silver Sands Beach is the beach we walk at. That's Aldinga. So southern Adelaide again, closer to the city than Normanville. That's during winter.
Wow. And just briefly, how many horses are at your
farm?
Thank you. I was going to use the word adjustment. That's not right.
No.
At your farm, how many horses do you have that you're able to use for this?
I have six horses.
Right.
Six horses that range in age now from 8 to 12. And each of them, five of them, are walking partners. They've graduated through the training program that I have developed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one new boy named Scout. He just arrived a few weeks ago.
Is so the one with the colours?
Yes, he's the coloured one. The Pinto Gelding, yes.
Yes, because Coasters, I took a moment and had a look at this fantastic website, which we will talk about straight after we come back from a little break. Thank you, Mel.
Pleasure.